from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins, and
my name is Nigel Payne.
In this episode, we're going to discuss something that we both use in our work, but we call two different things. But I'm going to defer to the way you call it, or what you call it rather, Nigel. And I'm going to do that because it's central to a lot of the work you've been doing and what you're talking about. And it kind of is the heart of a lot of where your thinking starts and your process, and to some extent ours. So the word is field work. So what I wanted to do is just say to you, well, what do we mean by that word, field work? And why is it an important part of your process? And why should it be a part of all of our kind of processes in terms of improving how we work and how we do things?
Thank you, Martin. I because it's part of an interconnected series of beliefs. So I think fieldwork is important because you only ever know something when you witness it, you talk to people. And I'm fed up with the learning and development professional as order taker. And order takers are told what the problem is. They accept that as true, and they go and find a solution to a problem that they've had no part in establishing. Field work gets at the truth. An active version of what is going on. You dig down. Mm. So words like truth are possibly misleading, but it gets at the underlying issue, not the superficial issue. So, you know, I admire this academic at Warwick Business School called David Nicolini. He's Italian, but he works in the UK. And what Nicolini says is that knowing is rooted in an interconnected series, an interconnected pattern of activity. And only when taken in its living and pulsating entirety, can be constituted as knowing, living and pulsating entirety. I love that phrase. He's nothing if not prosaic, is our David. So what he's basically saying is that it's only when you're in the middle of it all that you really see what's going on, as opposed to standing back, standing outside, and trying to take views in abstract and take views that don't involve you, or take views that you've had no part in assembling. And I just think that people who've taken my advice and done their field work have an entirely different experience about where the problems lie. And very often it is not the superficial interpretation. It's something that is below that and underneath that, and emerges from that observation process. Just as Nicolini is saying, that it's got to emerge from the reality of work. Mm. And work is complicated. It's not what it appears to be. And the danger is that if you see it all as, or that's the process that people should follow and it's not working, change the process. You're missing the point. What do people actually do? And that is the point, the site of knowing. Mm. That's where it all happens, at what people actually do. And you can only get there, I think, by talking to people and by observing what they do. It's a very simple point, but I think it's an important point.
It's interesting because in our work, we would call that, you know, doing the research. So
yes, it is.
From a journalistic perspective, you know, that research is not only it might be colleague input, it might be market research or competitor research. I think a lot of the time it's really important to be, as you say, talking to people, because I think it's only when you ask some questions and you just listen, then you start to unearth what's really going on, and you probably start to unearth what the solutions to what's going on as well. And I think, and it's just very powerful. But what I think what's interesting, and I don't know what you think about this, is that I think, especially in the context of learning and development, you only have to hold a mirror up to how you and your team learns and does the work to know that you're probably not using the tool, the things that you're delivering for the rest of the business. Creating all this content, for example, but is that how people are really learning and finding out what's going on and getting on with their job? Because if it's not working across the rest of the business, I'm assuming it's not working in the team as well. So, and I think there's a sort of sunken cost fallacy there, isn't there? I think there's, sadly, there's this, and we've talked about this in the previous episode, and I'm sort of slightly meandering here, but I think it's about joining the dots. There is this status quo, and actually there's a reason why people stick with doing the thing that they are doing. It's because there's a lot of resource and time invested in doing that thing. Whereas what you're talking about is actually you start to very quickly uncover the reality, don't you? And I think there's some uncomfortable truths there. And my assumption from talking to lots of people over many years is that we all know what these truths are. I don't know why we find it so hard to act on them. But I think it's when you start to put all that research together, you get a holistic view of whatever it is that might be the problem or the opportunity. It's not just about finding problems. It's also about uncovering opportunity. Then I think you're in a much better position to know how you might begin to start to come up with solutions. Is that how you would see it?
Well, when I was in the BBC, we were taught very, very early on the basic journalistic principle of corroboration. Mm. And that stuck with me. And it stuck with me in great detail ever since. Yeah. I think about what is the corroboration. So when someone says, oh, the sales team need training, they're not doing a really good job, and you don't corroborate that, you just go, all right, okay, I'll give them some training, then it's a fundamental principle that you need pieces of evidence. And so yeah. I would say, can I talk to some people in training? I would just want to try and understand what the people in sales, I want to understand what's going wrong. And once you go in there and you spend some time and you look around you and you find it's got absolutely nothing to do with training, it's to do with poor leadership or lack of product knowledge or what, you know, there's all sorts of things that can come out. And it is slightly uncomfortable when you realize that your mission to make the world competent isn't actually going to solve all the problems in the organization. There are much more complex tensions and cultural issues going on. So yeah. I think, you know, if you say before I believe anything, I'll corroborate it, it's actually not a bad principle to live by. And it's certainly, I wish young people, before they jump on, you know, bandwagons of conspiracy theory, thought, let me try and corroborate that before I jump and assume that this happens or that happens. So it's just a basic principle. Get out there, see what's going on with your own eyes, talk to people, try to understand and corroborate anything that someone has told you is a problem. Find out whether it is. And it may be. And that's great if you've understood it. Because even if it's all true, you've understood it in much greater depth so that any solution you come up with will be more effective than if you just take it on superficial face value, because things on face value lead you down all sorts of crazy garden paths, you know, for journalists, for L&D people and everyone else, basically. So that's the basic philosophy. I think it's a healthy approach. And I also think it leads back to that belief that knowing is not knowledge and that you have to get to the site of knowing. And that is always messy. Back again to my living and pulsating entirety. Living and pulsating entirety. I love that.
And I think also I would add that it's not just about having an internal focus there. it's the
No.
same externally. So we're, you know, there's
Yes.
so much noise in the market. You know, that obviously, say learning and in HR to some extent, it's very trend. There's lots of trend-driven activity, and actually, it's the same approach for those trends. It's that, you know, that idea of, you know, exploring it, finding out, you know, where that's coming from, what the evidence is behind for that thing to be emerging, and then to corroborate it, to ask people, well, where is that being used? How is that being used? And to what
Exactly right.
effect? And how could that actually work in an organization of my size in this industry sector? You know, I think
Yes.
that kind of line of inquiry, it works internally, but it's also really important externally, because I think otherwise there's you get swept up in this thing, you know, whatever it might be. So we've got to be doing that now. And it's like,
Yeah.
well, it I think it takes more courage to stop and say, well, do we? Do
I
we,
absolutely
you know,
think
I
it
think we
takes more
understand the
courage.
fundamentals of
Yeah.
learning. Yeah.
But the
So
irony is that if you are
interesting.
buying a piece of software, you and you say, "Can it do this?" and the person says, "Oh yes," and you go, "Oh great, excellent, I'm glad about that." No one would ever buy software on that basis. They'd say, "Can you show me? Can I talk to a customer who's actually using that and find out from them how well it works?" You'd corroborate it. Whereas if it's someone in the organization saying, "This is the problem," and you go, "Oh right, yeah, that's great. I'm sorry, I'll go on and fix it." It's crazy. It's the logic of being skeptical and questioning and exploring and trying to understand flows through everything. It doesn't stop at some point, and at that from then on, you're just naive. So I think this is pretty fundamental stuff for me anyway.
But I think,
Pretty fundamental
yeah, and
stuff.
so, but it's, I think you do have to be courageous to do it. You have to accept that there are going to be some truths that will be discomforting.
Absolutely.
Because,
Yep.
and I think, you know, knowing what to do with that, knowing how to feed that back and share that with people
Yes.
and with stakeholders, and knowing what you can do to improve. See, for me, all of this process of field work is all about continuous improvement. So actually, why are you doing this? You're doing this to improve the way you operate. And it might mean innovation, or it might just be process improvement. But actually, that's what you're trying to achieve. So you would hope that you could take that to your stakeholders in the spirit of that. But it's difficult, because I think people are invested in things. And sometimes they don't want to hear that maybe the answer is something completely different, a lot cheaper. You know, that can be hugely challenging, and you're going to be the courageous one to sort of suggest it. But it's good. I think it's about being curious, isn't it? It's basically that's what makes it all very interesting, I think, is to be out and about in the organization and understanding what people are saying. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree.
Right
There we
then.
go.
So to the
That's a
fields
wrap. We agree.
and to the field work.
Yes, to field work. Yes, to field work. We should take a toast on that. To field
Yeah.
work. Thank you, Martin. Always good
Brilliant.
to talk to you.
From scratch.